We're on Chav Aleph of the Beis. We are by Toshma Ktzios, which is 15 lines at the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Toshma, try again. We're trying to prove whether Yesh Lomidas is Yesh or not. So this is a question on Rava. So Toshma, it's a Mishnah Maestros. Someone finds Ktzios, which are dried dates, dried figs, right? Dried figs that are on the ground, right? Cut figs, okay. They're on the ground, but derech, vafilu b'tzad tzdei ktzios, even if they're on the side of a field that also contains all these ktzios, v'chein, and so too by the te'ena, hanotel derech, that you have a tree with the fruits that are going over on from the first rabbi into the first yachid, u'matzat te'ena shenafel tachtel, and you see the te'ena that are underneath this tree in the side of Shesarabim, then Mutaros, you're allowed to take them, Mishum Gezel, there's no Gezel by taking them, Upaturis Min HaMaiser, and since they're Hefker, there's no Chi of Maiser on them, but Pazesim B'charubim, if you have olives or carobs that are, same thing, the trees are over from one property to the other, then it's Usser, then you're not allowed to take them. So the Gemara is going to sit first. It appears that the Mishnah is Soser. This Bryce is Soser itself. The Gemara is going to explain it, and then they're going to see that based on the explanation, that's a question on Rava. So Gemara says Bishlam Reisha. The Reisha makes sense. The Reisha at first doesn't make sense. The Reisha says that they're mutaris, right? You're allowed to take them. We're assuming, right? That should be a question on Abaye, who says Leish Shmuel Midas is no Abaye, but here. Since these things are very important, these things are chashuv items, so the person constantly checks about them. So therefore, when they're missing, it's yesh midas. It's not yesh lo midas. So agad the chashivim mishamash behu te'ein anami, and te'ein a second case also te'ein anami. Made the yadid natsar. Once he knows that they fell off, then he has, or they're gonna fall off, that he has yesh. El seifa the rabba kasha, but the seifa should be a question on Torah. Who says yesh lomidas have yesh? The katani, because it says in the seifa by zaysim, the zaysim b'charuvim aser. It's aser for the baal to take them because he didn't have yesh yet. He didn't have yesh yet, and even though he will have yesh when he finds out about it, nevertheless it's aser until that point, right? It's not, you're not allowed to have it. So it's a question on Torah. Because see from here yesh lomidas lo have yesh, like Abaye says. So I'm Rabbi Abahu answered shani zayis. A zayis is different. I guess this is the case. Each zayas, each olive had a different look. You could tell where the olive grew. The olive matched from its field, so it's considered as if it has a simen. The alpha gab did nasr in zesi, even though they fall off the tree. Made the yedia duch to the inish inishu. You'll never know who it belongs to. Right, similarly say that the duchta the inish inishu, the person's place looks like him or it resembles him. So the zaysim also they resemble their place. So these aren't so by fact that you can see who they belong to, right? There's no yesh. It's not a question of yesh shalom midas. There is no yesh here because it's like a simon, right? To be yesh. So ihachi, if we're talking about if we say that the mara of the pri is nicker. It shows us who the owner is. So a filo ratio. So why in the ratio where we said it's mutter mishum gezel? Why there should be no yeish there also? It should be a case of yeish because you can. It's like a simon. So iyachy filo ratio nami. So I'm a papa teena im nefilasa nimeses. A teena, which we're talking about in the ratio, once it falls, it becomes disgusting. I guess it falls, the juice falls out, it gets a little gross, and therefore the bialim are mafkirit right away, they have yeish right away on it, they don't want it back. I don't know if that's yeish or that's just because they're mafkirit. But nevertheless, it's not they basalik themselves from ownership, and therefore that would become mutter. So that's the difference, the chilip, between the ratio and the seifa. Okay, next question. Next case, this is another raya to Rava, just to keep that. Toshma. Haganav shenato mizev v'nasan lazeh. Haganav comes and he takes it from one person. I steal from you and I give to somebody else. Right? And so too a gazlan who takes it from one person and gives it to somebody else. Right? We said haganav is someone who comes, quietly in the dark, and the gazlan is someone who does it openly, steals openly. And v'chein yardein. Rashi is not necessarily yardein, any type of river. V'chein yardein shenato mizev v'nasan lazeh. The flow of the river picked up a debris in one area and brought it into another place. It overflowed its banks happens all the time. Overloaded his banks in one place and brought the entire house or village across the river to the other side. So, mashin natal, whatever, the makabel is zochin him, and he doesn't have to return him to the bailim, because you assume that the bailim has yeish by the ganav, yeish by the gazlan, and yeish by the river taking his stuff up. So Gemara says, and this is we'll explain, and this will get the question to Abai. Bishlama Gazan of the Yarden, according to the Gazan, if the case of the Gazan of the Yarden, there's a Malacha Chalkas Rishonim, whether we go to the word Yarden here, because according to those who don't have it, they have a different, understanding of the Gemara, different reading of the Gemara. They say the Yarden is, it's not that it picks up from one area to another area, it's when the Yarden comes and erodes the land, it changes the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So then, this part won't deal with the Yarden, but, Bishlama Gazan of the Yarden, Dikachazi Uhu Miyayish. You see it happen. The Gazan's in front of you. You see the river. You see the river taking your stuff away. So therefore, you see it, and therefore you have Yayish. Elaganov Mikachazi Le Miyayish. But a Ganov, right? He steals in secret in the dark. You didn't see the person him, and therefore he didn't see him. So therefore, that why does he have Yayish? And if I don't understand, isn't this a machlokas we had in Bava Kamma? We had this whole machlokas with the Gazan and the Yayish. Tosfos points it out that Tav Ganav the Gazan have a Yayish Bailam. But honestly, so they're saying over here that the Ganav Mika Chazi Leit the Yayish. Or maybe he doesn't know what took place. Did he see it actually? Did he see it stolen? It's before he's aware, and nevertheless, we see that what the Ganav took from one and gave it to the second person keeps it. So it seems that Yayish, once the guy realizes that it was stolen from him, he'll have Yayish, because according to Tosfos, we're going according to the Shita that Stam Ganav the Gazan have a Yayish Bailam. So here, even before he realizes it, we still say what the Ganav took belongs now to the other person. So you see here, Yayish Lomi Das have a Yayish. There's a question on Abaye. So Tirgama Rav Papa answers, we've seen this answer also a few times at the end of Bava Kamma, the list of Mizuyim. When we say the word Ganav, we're not talking about really Ganav, we're talking about a list of Mizuyim, armed bandits. I.e. Hach Lehainu Gazlan, that's the same case of a Gazlan. What's that? Trey Gavne Gazlan. The two types of Gazlan. There's one who hides from other people and hides in the dark and then jumps out at the Bailam and takes it with weapons. That's considered a Ganav. And somebody who just does it out openly, brazen, without even hiding it at any point in time, that's a regular Gazlan. That's the regular Gazlan. Okay, so it's not a question of Abaye. There's no Raya either way. No, because it can answer the case. So there's no Raya. So Tashma, we have another case. Shatov Nahar Korav Eitzav Avonov. The flow of the river came and knocked down his house. Took all the builders' materials. Took his beams, his trees, and his stones. Vinasano Besotzal De Chavero. And he took his stuff and he put it into the field of his friends. Hare Elu Shalom. They now belong to the second guy. Why Mipnation is Yaishu Bailam? Because when the river flows down, there's all news about it. Everyone knows about it. There's a coal. Everyone knows about it. So the owner knows about it right away. So therefore, it only belongs to the second guy because there's Yayish. Right? Taimad in the Yaishu Bailam. The reason why it belongs to the second person is because it was actual Yayish. Hastama, but it's Stama Veda where there is no actual Yayish yet, right? He didn't, because there's no coal. He doesn't know about it. Then the Chaveru will not be Zocha in it. Which, even though later on he might have Yayish. So this is a question on Rava, because you see from here, Yayish, Lomi Das, Lo Abi Yayish. So Gemara says, no, Hakov Mayaskinon, Hishayocho Lahatzil. Now, the diet that we have to make here is that, we're talking about a Veda where the guy can potentially save it. It's flowing down the river, and the guy says, you know what, let me just eat my breakfast, and then I'll get on my car, and I'll drive down to the next bank, and I'll pick it up. The guy will be able to, there's no Yayish here, because the guy will be able to save it. So that's what the Brayitz is talking about, that there's no Yayish here. The reason why there's no Yayish here is because, that's what the Brayitz is talking about, when there's no Yayish in the Bible, it doesn't belong to the Zohar, The case over here is not a case of Yayish Shlomo Das. The case over here is simply that the guy knows he can go pick it up. There is no Yayish to begin with. It's not lost. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if we're talking about a case where, that Bryce is talking about a case where the guy can go and save his stuff, right? And therefore the Motzei has to return it. Ema Seifa, look at the end of the Bryce, that says, Im Hayu Ba'ilim Iradfin Acharayim Chayav. If the Ba'ilim are running down the river chasing it after, you know, sometimes you see people running after their dog. You know, they didn't give up hope. He's going to get it, right? Im Hayu Ba'ilim Iradfin Acharayim Chayav. Chayav Lahatzil. You're right. The second guy has to return it. So, Iba Yechol Mahatzil, if the Bryce is talking about the case of Yechol Mahatzil, my Iram Iradfin. Right? We just said the Bryce is talking about a case where he can go save it. So if he can save it, then he has to Chayav Lahatzil. Why do I need to bring down? Oh, if he's running after it, he has to Chayav Lahatzil. He can save it anyway. So, the Gemara says, my Iram Miradfin. Right? My Iram Miradfin. My feeling, Amiradfinami. Even if he's not chasing it, he should have to return it to the owner. So, Chachu Mayaskinan, what we're dealing with over here. Be Yechol Mahatzil Adechak. It's very tough, but you could theoretically go ahead and chase it down. Therefore, Miratpin, if he's running afterwards, that's a raya that low ayush. He didn't have yeyush. But a Miratpin, if he's not chasing it, then ayushim yayush. Then he has yeyush. That explains the brisa, but it's not a question according to Rava, because we're not making the diuk that stam there's no yeyush. We're talking about a case where it's yochel hatel alein chak and he's chasing it down. Next case is going to be a question on Abaye. But here, it's interesting. Here we're leaving the world of Aveda. We're going into the world of Tshuma, and next time, another Brisa, a different world, and we're making the jump to say that something that happens that you can be Megala Milsa on what happened previously, which is a big jump, because it's talking about, it's almost apples and oranges. So Tashma, what's the Brisa's case? Ketzad Amru Hatorim Shalomi Das Tshumaso Tshumo. Usually you have to take Tshuma. What's the case where someone is Torim on my behalf, takes off Tshuma on my behalf, without me knowing about it, the tshuma is chal. Okay, Mata, you take off tshuma for me without me knowing about it. In what case would that be chal? Usually, I have to take it off. What happens if you take it off for me? So hareisha yar l'tosa dechavero v'likei. You went into my field and you gathered the peros v'tarim and you were mafresh tshuma shelo berushus without me, my knowledge, without my consent. Im choshesh mishum gezel. If the Baal HaBayis is makbid on this, and I say, what are you doing? You know, this is my stuff, you stole my stuff. Okay, Tshuma, there's no shear. Right? So let's say you tick off a certain amount. You stole my stuff. I wouldn't have taken that amount off. Right? So, im choshesh mishum gesel, ein trumaso truma. The im lav, if I'm not makbid on it, then trumaso truma. So what's the case? So the Bryce explains. Uminayin hu yodea im choshesh mishum gesel im lav. How do I know if I'm choshes? How do you know if the guy's being choshes for gezel or not? So what's the case? Again, I don't know why they didn't start this way. Harei shava Baal HaBayis umatso. The Baal HaBayis comes and finds you. You after you took truma, right? Now I come and I meet you in the street and I find you and armalo and I say to you, klach etzel yafos. Why'd you take from that? You should have taken from my better produce. Am I being serious or am I being sarcastic here now? That's the issue. So im nimtsu yafos mehen truma so truma. If you go into my fields, and I really did have better produce, so I'm basically saying to you, you took truma, but why don't you just take the better stuff? So then truma so truma. Then it's valid truma. The im lav. But if there's no better stuff, basically I'm being sarcastic. Ain't truma so truma. I'm saying, hey, why don't you just go take my? Why don't you just take all my stuff? You know, he's being sarcastic. Then ain't truma so truma. He's saying it bederef kas in the sarcasm. So then he's mocking on what he did, and then the truma is not truma. So now. Another case, likdu habaylim. Let's say you took another case where it proves that the baylim is moda to the truma. Let's say you took off the truma, then I come likdu baylim. I took more the hosif walein. I took more truma and put it on there. You only took off 1/40. I took more and put it on top of it because I wanted to take more truma. So they have bainkach u bainkach. Whether or not there are more mesubach fruits in my field than truma so truma. Now I'm the galim my das that I really wanted you to do. And we wanted you to do. Okay, so that's the case of the Brisa. Just keep that in mind. The Meiri has a great question. We have a Raya yet.
On what basis is he allowed to take?
We'll get to it. What Gorz will say, he's a shliach. He's going to say a shliach because really you can't take from somebody else. You say maybe Zochin Shadom Shlo B'Fanav because this gets into the famous Ksos. The Ksos says this can't be Zochin. There's no Zochin because this is Zochin Mei Adam. But the Gemara's going to say in a minute. The Gemara's going to ask how can you take it. How can you just walk in someone's field and take it? What's going on here? So we're going to get to that. But another question right here, we just said that Behosifu Aleh and Benkachu Bechan Chumasa Chuma, the Meiri brings down, he says, he doesn't understand because there's a Mishnah in Trumos that basically says, once you take Truma, you can't put Truma on top of it anymore. The next part is still considered Teva. Let me find it again. The hello amru b'mekoma tarem, right? Someone took truma. The other biyado echamishishim, truma so truma. It came 1/60. His truma becomes truma. Chazir v'hosif aleim. If he chazir and takes more, then chayavus b'meiser. Then we took on top. It's still considered tevel. It's still chayav b'meiser. He took, meaning it's not truma. Ama shalok al shem truma al tosefes. The nimsus is ainge truma el tevel v'chayav b'meiser k'shar tvalim. So how in this case you took the truma? It's valid. Now I took another truma on top of it. What does that mean? What does it mean? Bein kachu bein kach truma so truma. How is the extra stuff truma? So he gives three answers. So Tertzu Charfmei Tzarfatim, he quotes the French rabbis,
In the notes it says Chidushim Yuchasim L'Ritva, Shem Tov. So it's the French rabbis. Shekol Shetar and Balabai. It says it's different here because when we say that the extra stuff that you put on, and this is a chiluk I think that most people would make, when you put when normally you put extra stuff on, you put on and then you put on more. So the second stuff is not good. But here somebody else put it on for me. So he didn't take enough. So I'm putting more on. So it's an extension of being mafresh. That was one. The Meiri himself gives an answer afterwards. He says, "Bein kach ubein kach chumas chuma." What we're talking about over here, the entire thing doesn't become chuma. We misunderstood the Gemara. By you putting on more, it just shows that the original stuff that say Matif took from me, I'm noach for. That's fine with me. But the stuff that I put on isn't chuma. I can't put it on. That just is in the place of the guy saying klach eitzel yachos. It's just a gilim milsa that the stuff that the yorot hosadeu is acceptable to me. Only the original stuff. That's how the Miri answers it, right? That's how the Miri answers it. Okay. It's not valid truma.
No, why is it called
I separate it here. I have 100 pieces of wheat, and he took off 5. That's truma. That's fine. That's not tevel. I didn't take meiser off of it yet. Okay, first there's a truma, then I have to take it to the meiser. Yeah, I have to take off the meiser.
Isn't it amazing, though, that he ate the first stuff, he wasn't happy that he gave it
to him? Not in the same case, in the first case, right.
He was happy that he gave it to him. So, that stuff is not good for
truma.
He's not asking truma again anyway. What's the benefit of that?
Maybe he wants to give less.
He wants to give less,
you're right.
He wants to give it, but now that original stuff that he gave has gone. So what happens?
No, he didn't give it to the Kohen.
He separated it.
He didn't give it to the Kohen yet. He separated it and said, put it aside. This is going to be for the truma. It's still sitting there. Oh, now I got to go bring it. So he takes it back and he gives the other stuff. He didn't give it to the Kohen.
Then adding on to it also is the same thing.
Why?
Why can't it be adding on? It's not done yet.
No, because once you're mafish, it already has the hektish on it. It's already covers to the Kohen. I'm not hektish, but it already belongs to the Kohen. Okay. That's like Zerayim stuff, which is, thank God there's no Daf Yomi for Zerayim in my book. But there are other people who do Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, and they go through the Yerushalmi's, next time. Maybe in like maybe we'll do this 7 times. So in 49 years, we'll talk about doing that. Fine. So now we have this case. We're trying to prove that it's a question on, it's a raya for Rava. It's a question on Rava. No, it's a question on Abai. V'chi nimsus yafa behen. Let's say you actually find, we said if you find better ones, then truma so truma. Amai, but why? But in the Torah Mahavi lo yada, when the time Mati took off the truma from me, I had no idea about it. And therefore, you're seeing from here that the nichusa that I have later is megala previously. It's the same thing. That's the junk. Just like once I know, I will be okay with it. So therefore, it's good. Once I knew that once you find out that I have yeish, once I find out it's lost, I would have had yeish lo medas have yeish. So that's the jump. So yeah, unbelievable. This to me, this is worth the whole gemara. Here gemara Rava libud Abaye. Rava, who's the bar plukta of Abaye, gives the answer for Abaye. An intellectual honesty right here. Usually, you try to knock down the other guy. But in the Melchama Shel Torah, I think Rabbi Raz once gave a word about that. I think there was a Rav Cook that says that when they come into the Beis Medrash, Marim Brachos, when people come to the Beis Medrash, that they come in with their warriors, and they come in with their shields. So they wouldn't come with their shields. If they're warriors, they come in with their spears. So he says the whole point is not to spear somebody, to knock somebody else down. The point is to protect your view. You want to defend your view, not to attack somebody else. So here, so Rava's not, remember, Tirgum Rava Libido Abaye. Rava it translates according to Abaye. He says, the Shavi Shliach. We're not talking about a case over here where the guy was Makrish Midas Atzmo and the Bible had no idea about it. We're talking about where he made a Shliach. So it's nothing to do with the Yeish Shlom Midas case. We have to explain the case now. And Hokinam Mistabra. And this has to be the translation, because as you mentioned before, the Isak Adaita to Lo Shavi Shliach, if he did not appoint him to be a Shliach, Mihavi Trumasa Truma. How can it be possible for him to be Makrish the Truma? Well, we have a Pasuk. The Makor of the Pasuk says, Kei Tarimu Gama Tem Trumas Hashem. And we say, Atem and Gamatem Amrachmana, Lerabba Shluchechem. That's the Ad Yishlichus. Ma Atem Ladaitchem. Just like you can take it off if you have Das, if you know about it. Av Shluchechem Ladaitchem. So to the Shluch has to be Ladaitchem. I mean, you can't take off Shum without my Das. So we must be talking about a case of Shum. Otherwise, this whole case doesn't even get off the ground. So he says, Ela Hachavai Skinan. So what we're dealing with over here, he goes to Shavi Shluch. I appoint you to be my shliach. V'amalei zil trom, and I said, go take off truma. V'lo amalei troma hani. I didn't tell you which truma, which fruits to take from. I didn't tell you which amount to take from. V'ustame de bal habayis kitarim ebenis utarim. Normally, I take from my mid-level produce when I take truma, but I didn't tell you what to do. V'azal ihu, and this guy, my shliach, went v'tarim yafos, and he took from my best produce.
Uba balabais, and what's so, and the balabais comes and finds him, you shouldn't take him from the better ones. So in nimtu yafos mehen truma truma, if he really has better ones, then the truma's truma, because he's saying, you know, this is truma, but I would have preferred if he would have taken from the better ones. But the imlav, if he doesn't have better ones, he's being sarcastic. I always take from bainless, and you go ahead, and you take from my best? You should have taken from my best, you know, you should, meaning, if he doesn't have any more, he's telling him what he took was no good. I don't know why. He could have... Right, because he doesn't have any better ones. He doesn't have any better ones. You should have taken from my bainness. So that's the case. It has nothing to do with no lo midas, and therefore there's no connection to our machlokas of yeish lo midas, avideish, or not. Next case. Oh, not next case. Now the Gemara brings a maisa about similar to this. Amemar umazurtsu v'rav ashi iklo lubustino demari bar isak. Amemar umazurtsu v'rav ashi, they ended up going to the parnes, to the orchard of Mari bar isak. Iti arisei tamri rimoni. So the oris, the sharecropper on the field, comes out and brings dates and brings figs, and shadi kamayo, and puts in front of him and says, please eat. Amemar Ravashi achli, amemar Ravashi ate, marzutra lo achel, but Ravashi did not eat, because maybe the oris didn't get rishus from the balabayas to take the food. The other two ate, because they said mustama, he had rishus. And Tosfos and Rishon, we'll talk about that. We don't have time to go into that. But they didn't. Two of them ate, one of them didn't eat. So adahachi, in the meantime, asa maribar isuk, Mari bar Isak came out, Ashkechino, and he met them. And he sent to his aris, Amailo Aites Lehu Rabban and Mehana Shapirasa. Why'd you give him some of this poor produce? You should have given him first cut. Why'd you give him the second cut? Why'd you give him the lower? You should have given him the better stuff. So Amruleish, now our name of Ashi said to Marzucha, Hashta Milo Akilmar, why aren't you eating now? The guy, you were worried that you didn't have permission. The guy saying, I'm glad you gave them, but you should have given them the better stuff. Vasanya, we learn in the Braisa, im nimtu yafas mehen trumas or truma, if there's better stuff, then what he says is valid. So amaluhu haki amarava, Rava said this, lo amru klach eitzel yafas, you don't say the concept of klach eitzel yafas, elo inyan truma bovad. Only by truma, mishun the mitzvah hu venichale, because that truma is a mitzvah, and venichale, he'll be okay, he wants the mitzvah to be done. Aval hacha, but over here, there's no mitzvah to give the fruits to me to eat, right? So there's no svara to say that when he says, Madua lo nasatam in la yafos, that he's being serious. He's being sarcastic. But the whole reason why he says it, Mishum kisifusa hud amr hachi. He's only embarrassed. He's embarrassed because he's embarrassed, he doesn't want to embarrass the aris. I think maybe two cases. Number one, he doesn't want to embarrass the aris that he gave poor stuff, or he doesn't want to embarrass himself by saying, I really didn't want to give you. That's what I think it is. But nevertheless, it's not because he really wanted to give it to us. There's an element of busha here. So he really never had the das to want to give it to us. I still can't eat it. Over there, by the truma was a mitzvah. So they say he wanted to have the das to do it. Yeah, I want the mitzvah to be done. Here there's no, but what do you mean there's no mitzvah? Isn't there a mitzvah of Nasas Arkham? There's a mitzvah to cover the rav. I mean, there is a mitzvah. Maybe it's because that mitzvah can be accomplished in other ways. It does not. But truma also, you can take it from some other places. I don't know. Just looking at you, shaking your head now, I came up with a question.
There's no way of finding this out.
Yeah.
You can't ask the owner.
Right.
The owner's
not lying. So that's why, so he has a chash. So he's saying he's being cautious that it's just before we see Kusufa. And that's why he stayed away from it. And they don't have the chash. What's the machlokas? Anyway, he needs a hezbra.
I don't know, depending on history, how it's gone until now.
Okay, maybe. Okay. Next case. The next case is now, so we are towards the bottom of Chabez. We're still trying to figure out whether we're trying to bring Rias back and forth. Well, to a bayah rav, whether yesh lo midas have a yesh or is not considered yesh. So now we have the concept of tumas ochlin. Right? Food can become tameh only if one of the seven liquids yachach adam falls on them. I didn't know that 6-7 years ago. Yachach adam. So yayin, dvash, shemen, chalav, matar, right? Yachach adam. What? One is dam and one is mayim. Dam is dam and mayim. Okay, yachach adam. So, dvash and mayim. What? Yachod. Shemen. We said shemen.
Shemen.
Okay. So, do we get them all? I think we got like 12. So we're okay. 12. So what happens? So here's, and also not only that, you also have the balabais. The owner has to be nichusa that he wants it to get wet. Those are two conditions. So Tashma. So he put these payros on his roof. Okay. Odehu hatal alehen. The tal, the dew, which is one of the liquids. The tal is still on them when he takes the fruit down. The samach, and he's happy that they're still there. Hareze bechiyutan, that already falls into the category of chiyutan. What's chiyutan? The pasuk says vechiyutan mayim alzer v'nafon uvlasam alav tamehu lachem. That's considered that they're now mechabel tuma. But nigvu, if they dried up before he realized that they came down, afa pisha samach, even though he was happy that they had gotten wet previously, right? Ainabadin kiyutan. They're not in the concept, they're not kiyutan. So this proves Yesh Lomidas is not considered Yesh. Why? Again, the jump. But time of my, Lam Mishim Belo Amrin and Kevin Diglam Milsa Lahashna Nichale Dimikar Nami Nichale. We don't say that since he's happy now, he was happy previously also. We don't make the jump from now and push it back to previously. So just like by the Chumas Mashkin, we don't say Iglam Milsa now has an effect previously. Yesh Lomidas Hava Yesh. We don't say that. So therefore we have a raya to Abai. That we don't say Iglam Milsa Lahashna that it goes on to Mikara. What Rava basically says, Yesh Lomidas, when he has Yesh now, that's Megalim Milsa before and that he had Yesh then. But we're not saying that he had Megalim Milsa now, that he wanted the fruits to be wet. It does not go back to the beginning. So there's no, again, we said before, there's these jumps from non-Yesh cases to Yesh cases, but the point being is that we're talking about someone having Das, explaining what happened previously. Is this similar to the case of Brera? Just thought about that. Is it similar to Yesh Brera or Im Brera? Same Achokas? It's similar. Yeah, is that similar to Breira? To look at that. I'm sure.
But the
fruit
tasting, you don't surely get wet.
Yes, right. I know. I think the people ask that. It's not a complete parallel. You're right. So the Gemara answers that you can't compare it differently. Shani Hassan, the din of Hechsher Ochlin is different because that's Xeris Akasa, the Xiv Ki Yitan. The Pasuk is read Ki Yutan, but it's written Ki Yitain, right? It's Ki Yitain, Ad She Yitain, until you put the water on it. Until you put one of the mashkim on it. Wait a second. Ihachi, if you have to put the stuff on, then Reishanami, then even the Reisha, when it was still wet, and you were Sameach, why is it Makabal Tumah? You didn't put it on, it happened to Mimela. There's no Hasam Ki the Rapapa, because that's like Rapapa, the Rapapa Rami. Rapapa was, he was Rami, a contradiction between the Kri and the Xiv. Right? Ksiv ki yitain, without a vav, right? Ki yitain. Vikarinan ki yutan. And you read a ki yutan. So what's the ke? Ha keitzan, how is that? It means different things. Yitain means you put on it. And yutan is a passive that it gets put. What binyan is that? I'll ask one of the girls. What's ki yutan? Hufal. Hufal. Something like that. It's a passive action. Well, it can't be passive action. It's passively fell on, the dew fell on. So how does that work? Ha keitzan. But inan ki yutan dumin de ki yitain. The yutan has to be similar to ki yitain. My yitain ladas, just like ki yitain is, I put it on midas, I want it on. Ki yutan nam midas. So too, ki yutan is midas. But the point being, it is not a raya to Abaye, because this has nothing to do with the connection with yesh lomidas, it's xeris akasav. That's all it is. So Tashma, another question on Rava. And with this question, we're going to end up passing like Abaye. So Tashma, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Yotzadok, Minayin la'avedah she'shatafa nahar she'im muteres. How do we know an aveda that the river takes away, even if it has a simon, like we discussed yesterday, even if it has a simon, even if the guy's standing there and saying, I don't have yesh, if the river takes it away, it's avudah mimenu, avudah mikol adam, how do we know that it's muteres? Diksev, because it says in the parsha of Hashavas Aveda, v'chein tase lechamoro, v'chein tase lesimloso, v'chein tase lechol avedas achicha asher tova mimenu umitzosa. You have to return it to something that's avon mimenu. That's where you have to return it. Sha'avuda hemenu umitsuya eitzel kol adam. You only have to do Hashavas Aveda if it's lost from him, but you can find it, anyone else can find it. Yatsasa, that excludes, Zo, the case of the Shatvanar, Sha'avuda mimenu, it's lost from him, but ve'ena mitsuya eitzel kol adam, and it's lost from everybody else. We said before, they said yesterday, by the Usher Weiss, that the Bailus is where you have to have a connection. You can't have a connection to something that's impossible to obtain. You can't get it, and even if you scream, I don't have yesh. It doesn't matter. Why? And no one has to return to you because it's a voodoo mi manu, a voodoo mi kol adam. How'd you find it? If you went into a scuba gear. No, that's not. This is not the case of the river bringing it to my property. This is the case where it went into the ocean and is now on the bottom of the ocean.
He had
yesh. It's yours. It's according to this, I'm not going to pass him, but according to this, it would be yours because he had yeish. Even if something has a simon on it, and the guy has yeish, and then, I mean, it's probably a nice thing to return to him because you know it belongs to him, but I mean, there's no isser. I don't think there's an isser in returning the object, but I think halachically it'll belong to you. Once the guy has yeish, he's given up his bilus.
Is it preferable to return?
I don't know. Maybe it's Sisa Yosher Atov. You know, it says this wallet belongs to Michael Fruchter of Six Parks, or, you know. Maybe it's a nice thing to do, but
I don't know. I think if there's yeush, it means even with a simon, yeush is yeush, and basically you okay. Gave up. Right. It's not mine anymore. We said the way we explain what
the connection is broken.
Right. The connection between me and my is over. It's not mine anymore. It depends if he has yeush or not. I said yesterday from the Kutcher. The Kutcher says. The Kutcher says, "Yeish Shlomi Das." If you give up hope, that means you're not of right mind. So he's not going to give up hope. Yeish Shlomi Das. Okay. So the Gemara now says. So you see here the Isura Dumyo Dehetera. Don't work this out. The case where it's usher to keep is similar to the case where you're mutter to keep, where you're allowed to keep it. Mahetera, just like when it's mutter to keep it, where it's avudim we call adam, right? There's no chilik ben de ispa simon ben de lespa simon, like we just discussed. Whether it has a simon, whether it does not have a simon, if it's avudim men and avudim we call adam, I'm allowed to keep it. There's your answer. You're allowed to keep it, right? There's no chilik. So too, there's no chilik by isura. So too, there's no chilik when it comes to isur, something I'm not allowed to keep it, meaning I have to be machmas and return it. Ben de ispa simon, whether it has a simon and the bailim are not going to be yeish. Ubein the lespa simon, and they're eventually going to be yeish. Asura, it's usur for me to keep it until they have yeish. So yeish lo midas, lo have yeish, tiyufta de rabba tiyufta. This is a question according to, irrefutable question according to rabba. The hilchas like kibase de avaye, the ya'al kagam. And the halachas like avaye, ya'al kagam, this is the yud. What is the ya'al kagam? So we had a lot of them. One of them is Yeish Lo Medas Lo Have Yeish. So we just had a Gemara we talked about in Bava Kama about Eid Zomim Afreihu Nifsal, and Eid Zomim comes Pusel retroactively, not from the time you come Zomim, but all the way from the beginning. And Rashi lists them, right? Yeah, he's got them all right. One of them is with a Lechi, right? Next one is Kiddushim Shlo Nimsru Blabiya Giludais Pekita. We've mentioned a few of them recently. Actually, the one of Eid Zomim, I think we mentioned most recently. As I think there's a Machlokas of what the Lamed is. There's a machlokes with the lamed, so maybe it's seven things we pass like a bai.
I mean, is it possible to distinguish between a veda that has a simon, distinguishing feature, as opposed to it with his name on it? I mean, that's more than a simon, right?
I mean, if he has
yeush.
Maybe, but if the guy has clear. Okay, but if I had yeush, it's no longer mine. If I have yeush, I gave up my ownership rights to it. I don't think it's ever going to be fine, so forget about it. I violate his own kiss, it's gone, it's lost. So it's as if it doesn't belong to me anymore. I've severed my ownership connection to the item. Someone else finds it, it can belong to them. They're going to walk around with a towel that has my name on it, so maybe they should give it to me. But it doesn't belong to me anymore. It's not mine. Okay. So Amalei Rav Acha Bered the Rav Ravashi B'chimei Acha Disos of Rava. Now that we had a question, now that we shlugged up Rava, Hani Tamri Dezika. These we said before, these dates that fell down from the tree. How do we eat them? The Brisa said before, the Mishnah before, that we can eat them. We call to Abaye, it's Yeish Lomidas, Lo Have Yeish. How can we eat them? So Amalei, that's a different case, because there it's not Yeish Lomidas, it's actual Yeish. Because Kevon, the Ika, Shkotzim, Murmasim, Ka'akilhu, once they fall on the ground, all the insects come and get it, it's disgusting. They carry Yeushi Miyash Minayo. He's going to be Miyash right away. So, what? Maybe the insects going to go into these, because they're sweet. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I hear you. But I actually have to make a chiluk between the item. So, Yasme, what about the next case? So this is because they had miyayish. What about if they belong to Yasme? Yasme, the lav nebuchil and numai. What if they belong to the Yisomim? They don't have das to make this yayish. So how can we eat any of them? Because maybe belong to the Yisomim. So the Gemara says, Amalei, baga ba'ar de Yasme l'machaskinam. We don't have to worry about, rove people are not Yisomim. We don't have to worry about the miyut, which is a big question because in holchim b'mam and acharov. But he says here, we don't have to worry that everything that falls down belongs to the Yisomim. We can, Mustama, they don't belong to the Yisomim, and it belongs to grown ups, and you can take it. But, Muksak va'omeid mai, what if we know that it fell from Yisomim, or Kirachta mai, what about also these things that they're surrounded by a fence, where there's no possibility for the Shkatsim and Mutsim to come into them, so therefore there's no Yeish. What's the din? So he says, I don't know what the question is, but Amalei, then Asirin, then they're Asir. You only can take them if there's Yeish. If there's no possibility of Yeish, you can't take them. If the Shkatsim, the only reason why there's Yeish is because of the Shkatsim and Mutsim. If there's no Shkatsim and Mutsim, there's no Yeish. I don't understand the question. But, okay. Next case. Krechos Birishus Harabim Hare Eil Shlo. What Krechos again, more these,
Well, who's the Kriegel's after that? Which one? The Sheaves, right, okay. They belong to him. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Afilu b'dover, and they fell into the Rosh Hashanah, they belong to the finder. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Afilu b'dover sheyesh bo simon. Even if these Sheaves have a simon on it. What do you mean? They have a simon. So Amar Kasava Rabba, since they fell into the Rosh Hashanah, simon ha'asui li dores lo have a simon. An item that has a simon, that was going to get kicked around and rolled around all over the place, because it's Rosh Hashanah. So the guy thinks that the simon, maybe the simon will fall off, or it's going to get trampled, it's going to get crushed, they have no chance. So simon ha'asui li dores lo have a simon. That's not considered a simon, because it's going to get lost anyway. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, no. The Mishnah is talking about that you can keep it lo shonu el b'davish ein bo simon. Av b'davish yesh bo simon chayiv l'hachris. And you would have to be machris. Av l'ka sovar rabba, simon asuri l'davish havi simon. It's still considered a simon. It must be what that machlokas is also. So that's one way of learning that the machlokas is based on the interpretation of the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, another lashna says that they just had a standalone machlokas on this. V'ikud amasli l'ashmaitim ampe napshe, by itself. Simon asuri l'davish, rabba amar lo havi simon. The rabba amar havi simon. It is considered a simon. Okay? Alright, Tanan. It says in the Mishnah, when he asked a question on Rabba, Rabba said that Simon HaAsli Doris is a Simon, right? So Tanan, Krechos Bereshus HaRabim Harei Eilu Sholo. Bereshus HaYachid, if they're in the Bereshus HaYachid, then no tell Umachris. Okay? So now we'll see. So Hechidami, what's the case? Either less but Simon, if the Mishnah talking about a case like there's no Simon, then Bereshus HaYachid my Machris. Why does he have to be Machris Bereshus HaYachid? Elalav the Isbu Simon. It must be because that there is a Simon. That's why it's to be Machris. So if there's a Simon, the Katayi nevertheless says, Bereshus HaRabim Harei Eilu Sholo. They belong to him. Alma, Simon Asli Daris Lo Havi Simon. It's not a Simon. Rabba's wrong. To you, to the Rabba. That's a kasha on Rabba from the Mishnah. So Amalach Rabba, Rabba's an answer. No. Lo Olam the Lesbu Simon. There's no Simon. I, the Gamarta, Bereshus HaYachid, my Machris. Where's the Machris in Bereshus HaYachid? Machris Makom. Simon, where it fell in Rosh Hashanah Yachid is also a machlok. Rabbi says, if someone walks up to you, fell in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, says, fell in your backyard, that's enough of a simon. You have to for him to get it. So why doesn't Rabbi learn that way? But Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, no, makom lo havi simon. That's not considered just because it fell here. It fell on our buckle. That's not a simon, right? The Rabbi Amar makom lo havi simon. And the Itmar, we also have a Brisa that Makom Rabba Amar Lavi Simon, Rabba Amar Havi Simon. Okay, so we'll stop here because I know it's a little early, but we'll stop here. Because
still, like, have the lowest soul on earth from the Holocaust.
Yeah.
I mean, to try to recover these, was it safe to go back to the...
I don't know, was there Yeish or not? I mean, you have to go... I don't know, whatever the case is.
Right.
I don't know, but do we pass in Stav Gazlan Gazela or not? That was a machlokas and Bava Kama. I don't know. It depends. It depends on how expensive the art work would be. Some people always were trying to go after it, trying to find it. There are people who know that. I happen to have worked for my first job. I worked for a guy who worked on one of the claims conferences. So there were people that were trying to track down their artwork for 40, 50 years. They knew when it was taken. They knew the date it was taken. They knew this. They knew the artwork had like certain identifying marks. And they were trying for 40, 50 years to get it back. They found it in the museums and they're going after it. Maybe they don't have Yesh. Other people might have Yesh. And maybe also Dina de Mahusa comes in there also. I don't know. But these people liked it. I mean, these were pieces of art. These were you know, very expensive. They didn't have Yesh. You know. Some, if they died, I don't know how that plays into it, because I don't know if they have Yeish, do the Yorshim have Yeish? I don't know. It's a good question. All right, stop here.